I am Guy McPherson, Professor Emeritus of Conservation Biology at the University of Arizona. I have committed my life to presenting scientific evidence while focusing on the likely impacts of that evidence on our individual lives. In other words, I have used evidence as a springboard for the pursuit of a life worth living. I used this approach for more than 2 decades in university classrooms, and also as I mentored students beyond the classroom. I walked away from a privileged life and further paychecks, and instead created an off-grid homestead when I was in my late 40s. In doing so, I made significant personal sacrifices in promulgating a message rooted in honesty, integrity, and love. Since leaving active service at the university, I have inadvertently become the world's leading authority on abrupt, irreversible climate change, leading to near-term human extinction. We currently occupy the warmest Earth with Homo sapiens present, beyond the much-vaunted 2C guardrail above the 1750 baseline. Earth is already in the midst of abrupt, irreversible climate change. No way has been demonstrated to stabilize or reduce the global average temperature of Earth. Humans are classified as vertebrate mammals, indicating that we will experience a fate similar to the one faced by an estimated 150 to 200 species of plants, insects, birds, and mammals each day. The gradual rate of change assumed by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change outstrips the adaptive response of vertebrates by a factor of 10,000 times. Similarly, mammals cannot evolve rapidly enough to escape the current extinction crisis. Human extinction draws near. The set of living arrangements that we affectionately call civilization acts as a heat engine, regardless how it is powered. As a result, solar panels and wind turbines offer no solution to planetary overheating. This conclusion is based on the laws of thermodynamics and has been reported in at least 4 peer-reviewed journal articles. Industrial civilization is heating the planet beyond our ability to occupy it, and very rapidly. Earth is already losing habitat for human animals, and the process of overheating is accelerating. As a conservation biologist, I cannot imagine habitat will remain for humans, or many other species for that matter, in the face of this accelerating environmental change. Industrial activity is a heat engine, but slowing industrial activity heats Earth even faster. While producing the greenhouse gases that warm our pale blue dot, industrial civilization also produces atmospheric aerosols that reflect incoming sunlight back into space before the sunlight can reach and heat Earth. As little as a 20% reduction in industrial activity will warm the planet by 1°C within a few weeks. Little life will survive such abrupt warming. Indeed, abundant evidence indicates humans will join the annihilation of all life on Earth, as reported in the peer-reviewed journal Scientific Reports in November 2018. In addition to abrupt, irreversible climate change, Earth is also in the midst of a mass extinction event. This event does not lie in the distant future, nor has it begun recently. Rather, it has been underway for at least a decade. There is more bad news. In addition to abrupt, irreversible climate change and a mass extinction event, Earth is in the midst of a pandemic. Lest we get bogged down in the certainty that death is part of life, thereby losing track of what really matters, my primary goals are to encourage the pursuits of dignity and integrity. Let us live fully, regardless how long we have. At the levels of community and society, I have proposed planetary hospice as a way forward, complete with full honesty. I welcome you to join me in the pursuit of evidence, in the pursuit of excellence, and in the pursuit of love.